USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Margaret Keenan, a 90-year-old grandmother from Northern Ireland, became the first person in the world on Tuesday to receive the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine shot outside of a trial as Britain begins vaccinating its population. Chuck Yeager, the American pilot who became the first person to break the sound barrier and was later immortalized in The Right Stuff, has died at the age of 97. This was confirmed by his wife. Police in Florida conducted a raid Monday at the home of former Florida Department of Health employee who built the state's COVID-19 case tracker, only to be fired earlier this year for alleged insubordination. Rebecca Jones, a data scientist, was fired from her role at the Department of Health in May. She had claimed that her dismissal was a result of her refusal to alter data related to COVID-19 cases in the state. The complaint alleged that Jones was suspected of accessing a Department of Health messaging service without permission. Authorities seized computer equipment during the raid. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure. It tastes so good. I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
You can get the best night's sleep of your life at the best savings you'll ever find. The MyPillow Premium Pillow is on sale right now. A standard or queen premium MyPillow, $29.98. King size, only $5 more. That's a $40 savings. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Also, great savings on all the MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
As millions of Americans face financial ruin, politicians seem to have forgotten what life is like in real America. USA Radio News' Tim Berg with a stimulus package update.
Opening the Senate on Monday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Congress cannot stay on the sidelines as millions of Americans are suffering from the coronavirus pandemic. McConnell saying Democrats are dragging out negotiations.
Their strategy has been all or nothing, and so struggling Americans have, of course, got nothing. Well, we're down to the wire, Madam President. Down to the wire.
The Kentucky Republican hoping to fire up his colleagues here so something will get done before everyone heads home for the Christmas recess. The House is expected to vote Wednesday on a stopgap measure to avert a partial government shutdown after current funding is set to expire this Friday. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Video gamers, a heads up. The new Cyberpunk 2077 RPG game is well over a 100 gig download. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Musician Bob Dylan cashes out. USA Radio News' Dan Araki tells us more.
Bob Dylan has sold the rights to his entire songwriting catalog. The deal gives the Universal Music Publishing Group the rights to more than 600 of the 79-year-old Dylan's songs and is worth a reported $300 million. Under the deal, Universal now receives royalties whenever another artist covers one of Dylan's songs, when they're used in commercials or movies, and gets revenue from streaming and commercial sales. The Rock and Roll Hall of Famer's career has spanned 58 years, selling more than 125 million records. And his latest studio album, his 39th, was released this past June. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
One of seven holy days. USA Radio News' Val Dior explains.
December 8th is one of seven holy days of obligation. The Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception celebrates the belief in the sinless life and Immaculate Conception of the Virgin Mary, celebrated on December 8th, 9 months before the Feast of the Nativity of Mary on September 8th. The Eastern Christian Church first celebrated a Feast of the Conception of the Most Holy and All-Pure Mother of God, perhaps as early as the 5th century in Syria. Since 1953, the Pope visits the Column of the Immaculate Conception in Piazza di Spagna to offer expiatory prayer. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.